I've always been in love with country music, and to play it was a lifelong dream of mine. My life was changed forever when the record people called to say they had a dotted line for me to sign. I packed my truck and headed out for Nashville with a suitcase full of clothes and my guitar. As I sailed along, it seemed to me I hardly touched the road. I was gonna be a country music star. Then the lightning struck, and it hit my truck, and I went spinning through what must have been a portal ripped in time. When I came to, I was in the future, surrounded by some leather biker guys. At least that's what I thought they were, until I saw that they were glowing red behind their leather biker eyes. Then I knew that they were zombie mutant cyborgs of the wasteland, with purple mohawks staring down at me. Zombie mutant cyborgs in the Appalachian wilderness of post-apocalyptic Tennessee. Yeah. Their world had known atomic devastation. I could see it by the flicker of the torch, as they tied me up and took me to a little broke-down shack that had a banjo-playing cyborg on the porch. Well, a button that they pressed revealed a panel, and the panel swung out wide to show a door. They carried me inside, said, "Let's go for a ride," and I felt a start to sink beneath the floor. Yeah, they took me down underneath the ground to a cavern where their mutant king presided from his throne. They announced him as King Albert Gore the Seventh. Blood ran cold and I could not catch my breath as he told the cheering mutant crowd that I would face their champion in gladiatorial combat to the death, fighting one of those zombie mutant cyborgs of the wasteland, with purple mohawks booing loud at me. Zombie mutant cyborgs in the Smoky Mountain underground of post-apocalyptic Tennessee. Their champion stood before me clad in leather, and he eyed me with a red and fiery stare. I looked with trepidation at his 7 feet of muscle plus another foot of neon purple hair. But then they gave me a guitar and him a banjo. King Albert shouted, "Let the games begin." And as we tuned our instruments, a light began to dawn, and I thought, hell, this kind of combat I can win. So I strummed my strings and I began to sing, and the golden age of country filled that cavern underground. I gave them Hank and Jimmy and Loretta, I gave them Johnny Cash and Tom T. Hall, George Jones and Roger Miller, some Waylon and some Willie. By the time that we were through, I'd played them all, entertaining those zombie mutant cyborgs of the wasteland, with purple mohawks cheering wild at me. And zombie mutant cyborgs at the Grand Ole Opry Thunderdome, a post-apocalyptic Tennessee, yeah. My opponent bowed and dipped his banjo to me, though truth be told, he kept it pretty well. I took a surreptitious look to find myself an exit. It was time for me to leave this future hell. They led the former champion off in irons. As the mutants watched him leave, I had my chance. I dashed and made it back to that little broke-down shack, and I took off without a single backward glance. Back the way we'd come, till my legs were numb, and I breathlessly dove headfirst through that portal ripped in time. When I came to, I was in my own time. My truck was just a smoldering heap of junk. Now that's the simple, honest truth, and nothing but your honor. I swear to God I wasn't driving drunk. It was all of those zombie mutant cyborgs of the wasteland, with purple mohawks chasing after me. Zombie mutant cyborgs in the Appalachian wilderness of post-apocalyptic Tennessee. Everybody sing, zombie mutant cyborgs of the wasteland. Come on, with purple mohawks chasing after me. Everybody jump in here. Zombie mutant cyborgs in the Appalachian wilderness of post-apocalyptic Tennessee. Yeah.